What kind of people would like to go to a cafe? I think the kind of people who would like to go to a cafe are students and young people. Cafes are very social places where people like to meet to have conversations and spend time together. For this reason, cafes are great places for students to meet together to discuss ideas or work on group projects. It also makes them a great location for young people to meet up with their friends and go on dates. Cafes are relaxed environments with loads of social groups having conversations and fun with each other. So, students and young people like to go to cafes. Are cafes good places for meeting friends? I think cafes are brilliant places for meeting friends because they have great atmospheres and offer loads of tasty food and drink. Cafes are very sociable places, full of people meeting to chat and hang out. There is always a buzz of conversation in the air, which makes a cafe a great place to meet people. On top of that, you can get delicious drinks and snacks, which you can enjoy while meeting your friends. Any activity is better with a tasty drink and your favorite snack. So cafes are amazing places to meet up with friends. What's the differences between going to cafes and going to restaurants? Restaurants are far more formal than cafes, and most of the time, also more expensive. This is the main difference between the two. For example, when you go to a cafe, you can walk into the establishment, walk around and find somewhere you want to sit, get settled, and order food and drink when you are ready. This is a very relaxed and informal process. It is very different at a restaurant where, when you walk into the establishment, a waiter will greet you and show you to your table. Then they will take your order and bring you your food. The differences are huge. What kinds of social events do people in your country organize in their homes? The most common social events people organize in their homes in China are dinner parties. Dinner parties may be too formal a term, but the most common social events definitely involve cooking huge meals to share with your family and friends. Often this will happen during important holidays, such as the Spring Festival and the New Moon Festival. During these holidays, people will invite their friends and family to their homes and cook specific dishes special to the holiday. These are always wonderful events, full of happiness and laughter. There is something special about spending time with your favorite people over a good plate of food. Is it important to invite people to your home? Why? Yes, I believe it is very important to invite people to your home. On the one hand, inviting people to your home is a good way to involve yourself in your local community. On the other hand, it is a great way to create bonds and memories with the important people in your life. Opening up your home by inviting your neighbors round for tea or a cooked meal is an effective way of engaging with your local community and being friendly to your neighbors. Therefore, I think it is important to do. It is also important to invite your closest family and friends into your home, as during these moments, you may create memories that are very important to your relationship. Can people truly know someone until they have visited another's home? I think it is possible for people to truly know someone before they have visited their home. Knowing someone is about understanding their personality, their history, and their future goals. This is all information you can learn about a person without visiting their home. For example, many students across the country develop deep and personal friendships with other students even though they never visit each other's homes. Instead, they will meet in cafes or parks and spend time with each other. To truly know someone, all you need to do is talk to them and listen to them. It is not essential to visit their home.